This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, we're talking about McDonald's. And Jason loves McDonald's. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. Class, Rich Evans with us, and he's got so much information. He says that. It's absolutely true. We're going to be talking about this election. We're going to be talking about some things that are happening that are just downright confounding. And I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Rich Sheehan. But first, Rich, did I hear you mention cars?
No, I think I said trucks.
Trucks.
You know, one of these days I'm really going to throw you for a loop. I'm going to say motorcycles.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, do you ride a motorcycle?
I've had a few in my past, but, you know, since I got diagnosed with this stupid spinal stenosis, my arms and hands are so weak, I just feel it's not the best of ideas, especially with all the critters here in Montana. Because if I hit a deer or an elk or a bear or whatever on a motorcycle, I don't feel I have the strength to hold on anymore. So I gave it up, but that's okay. I had a lot of good years, a lot of fun, and it was worth it.
Well, Rich, we got an email, and I'd like to read it verbatim, every single word. It's signed Kirk, K-I-R-K. And so here's the email. Quote, "Hello from Canada. It is truly upsetting and pathetic to see this egregious attempt in stealing this 2020 election. The patriots of the world are watching and taking note of all of the fallacies being allowed by the corrupt government, media, and high tech. Simply put, if America is allowed to fall, then there goes freedom for all of us. Really enjoy listening to the two of you. Looking forward to Thursday's show. Keep safe, and God bless both of you, both you and Rich. Please let Rich know his research and hard work are appreciated from us all. By far, one of the best platforms on all alternative media, or any media, period. Thank you for allowing the truth to breathe. Sincerely, Kirk." End quote. I thought I'd read that. And the reason is I wanted to thank Rich Sheehan and all the instructors here at USA Prepares. We seek the truth and we try to let you know as soon as things happen what's happening. And as far as the trucker strike, the media has, I believe, been downplaying it. And now more truckers are joining in, and they've had it. They've absolutely had it. And they know that pretty much most of everything that people buy travels by truck. And so more truckers are going to join in. And when that happens, it's going to get terrible. That's my opinion. Rich, even any comments on what I've just said?
Well, as far as the truckers are concerned, they're hardworking patriots, and I absolutely agree with what they're doing. I think everybody in America, and just like Kirk was saying up in Canada, every patriot in this world, I called Gwyneth a patriot many times, even though she's from Australia. And I do that because people want truth and they want freedom and they want liberty all around the world. And the little people aren't getting it because we don't have representation. And Kirk, I want to thank you for the kind words. I'm not trying to dismiss what you said. I really appreciate it. But as I've mentioned on the air many times, and I've mentioned this to Vince privately, I'd rather be hated as the number one person in the world to be on the FBI wanted list. I would trade that in a minute to get our Bill of Rights, Constitution, freedom, and liberties back where there's no jeopardy, and we have truth, and we have freedom, and we have liberty, because the little guy has no representation at all. And that's why we're seeing all these units of despair increasing, because we can see how the system is so rigged, how the process is so fake, how the, you know, whether it be countless statistical improbabilities, glitches, redating ballots, voting abnormalities. I mean, the whole government is now totally illegitimate. There's no legitimacy. And the bigger the institution, like whether it be the UN or the CFR or the Trilateral Committee, doesn't matter. They're all fake. They're all representing the elite to take our rights away. So when you talk about up in Canada, you know, you don't have the Constitution that we have, but the elite are trying to turn us here in America into subjects as well, because they have bought and paid for, and it could be blackmail, you know, with all this pedophilia rings and stuff like Epstein, politicians, lawyers, judges, media, law enforcement, our own Department of Justice and FBI is totally illegitimate. It's gone. It's worthless. They have delegitimized work, the rule of law. They've set up a different set of rules, laws, and accountability and eliminated truth based on what group you're in. Polls, voting, big government, big corporations, college degrees, SAT scores, opportunity. Everything in America is illegitimate because we have no protection, rights, or restitution of the rule of law. There's no transparency left. And this is why all patriots around the world need to do something. Do something. And too many of us are allowing political correctness to run our lives. We're allowing cognitive dissidence to run our lives, where certain people feel that they have a certain ideology and they got to vote a certain way, and they can't even see that the elite are running the narratives. And that's why we need shows like this to talk about what's happening. We will never get consumer confidence back. We'll never get rewards for loyalty, the Constitution, the rule of law, if the people who are getting the benefits are the ones who are offended, the snitches, the tattletales, the ass-kissers, the yes-men, the pot-stirrers, the gossipers, the people who censor and virtue signal, the followers, the traitors, the people who use gimmickry as part of their M.O., the people who get rewarded for corruption and manipulation, the practicing hypocrites and double standards, the people who scream racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, all the, you know, anti-ismist phobes. We are allowing the narrative to run unchecked by certain powers, and we're sacrificing truth and the rule of law because of it. And that's why we have all this election fraud and interference. And that's why they're bringing in vaccines, and that's why they're bringing back the power for the military-industrial complex. And they want more wars if they fraudulently kick Trump out. This is a very serious thing that we're seeing here, folks. And everybody needs to participate. The silent majority shouldn't even be discussed as words. Everybody who wants freedom, liberty, and truth needs to stand up and hold the line. Vince?
I'd like to read a headline. This is from the AP, Associated Press. Quote, Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, poised to break stereotypes. That's the headline. Story goes on to say, in the Biden White House, the First Lady wants to keep her job teaching. And the second gentleman plans to quit his law firm to support the vice president's career. Doug Emhoff, the 56-year-old husband of Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, will leave his private law practice by Inauguration Day to focus on his role at the White House. His role at the White House. Now, if you read, if you type in Doug Emhoff, you do a search, one of the things that comes up on the first page is from Wikipedia. And I'm going to read the whole thing. It's just a very short couple of sentences. But I'm going to read exactly, word for word, these are not my words, what comes up as the snippet, if you will, about Douglas Emhoff, E-M-H-O-F-F. Quote, Douglas Emhoff is an American lawyer and the husband of U.S. Senator and Vice President-elect of the United States, Kamala Harris. He is set to become the second gentleman of the United States and the first Jewish spouse of a president or vice president, period, end quote. That's what it says. Then the next thing you might want to look up is go to a search engine, your favorite search engine. I hope it's DuckDuckGo so you're tracked less. And type in the following. Biden, B-I-D-E-N, comma, I am a Zionist. Type that in. See what happens. See what happens. And Zionists are people who put their, we'll call it faith, first. That's number one. Number one, before anything else. Before anything else. So that's all I have to say on that right now. And I think you're going to be stunned when you see the results, the search results of Jumpin' Joe, the plagiarist, Biden, the stumble bum, on camera, saying he's a Zionist. You would think that you'd have to be American first to be president of America, the United States of America. You would think that, wouldn't you? Well, let me know what you think when you type in Biden, comma, I am a Zionist. That puts America somewhere after Zionism. That's what that means. Now, these are not my words. He said it. He said it. And it's been recorded. And it's available for you to see for now. It may be removed. It's very disturbing. I want an American as CEO of the United States of America. That's what I would like. Any comments, Rich?
Well, I don't disagree, but what I like to do, Vince, I have so much new information just in the last 2 days that I've gleaned. I'd like to give as much ammunition to the free world as possible before it's too late, if you don't mind.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay.
We'll be right back with Rich Sheehan, and we'll even mention sometime during this broadcast what Deutsche Bank thinks. Deutsche Bank, what they think for those of us who have been working from home. Wait till you see what they want from you. We'll be right back.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us, and we're talking about the stolen election. And there are people who are really angry about it, including the truckers. They're just frosted. Rich Evans?
Well, thank you, Vince. I'm just going to rattle off as much information as possible, folks. I have 6 hours of information I got to give in an hour and a half, so here goes. First of all, I want to say happy belated Veterans Day. We really appreciate all your services and sacrifices, especially to the combat soldiers who gave their lives for our freedoms and liberties, over a million of them. Now, I want everybody to remember that point. We are sitting here because we have a little free speech left. We have the ability to protect ourselves with weaponry. It's because of these million-plus people and the people who survived, who gave everything up so we can live free. I want you to remember that. It's so important. I cannot say that enough. I can't say it anymore because I have so much stuff. And like Vince says, This election fraud, voter fraud, is an absolute steal. And what the powers that be are doing is following a script, whether it be COVID-19, whether it be the actual steal, whether it be the hammer and scorecard CIA software program, where I mentioned already a few times where almost 20,000 votes right in front of us on CNN was allocated to Joe Biden, the same amount of votes taken from Donald Trump. And now they can hide and manipulate votes in fractions with this Dominion software. And this is owned by, from what I've read, Soros, Feinstein, Pelosi, This is really bad news. This is total corruption. So I'm going to start with some good news here. I want everybody to write this down, or if you're in front of your computer, you can take a look at it. The website is called everylegalvote.com, everylegalvote.com. And it's got some basically some recent stories on the right-hand side, like Jeff Harshman, local man, brags on Facebook. He voted for Biden 29 times. Wisconsin glitch discovered that helped Biden. Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, you have so much voter fraud. It's unbelievable, and it's all going to come out, and there's going to be a lot of people going to prison. So this is why for you people who are implicit in this or know something, you better come out and talk and call up campaign hotline voter frauds like 800-895-4152. I believe the lieutenant governor of Texas, I'm going to discuss that in a bit, is giving $1 million reward for voter fraud. But Bucks County, Pennsylvania posts real election ballots as samples online for anyone to download. I want you to think about that. Sidney Powell recently explains 450,000 ballots in key states only have a mark for Joe Biden. Only have a mark. Think about this. She says that hundreds of thousands of ballots are going to have to be discarded. This is called suffering from cognitive dissonance, folks. This is not just about hiding declassifications and high crimes. This is all showing that all of this theater, all of this steal, is financed by the wealthiest people in the world. Now, if you scroll down on everylegalvote.com, it's going to give you an up-to-date picture of where things stand right now with the vote count. So what they're doing is they're showing a map, and they're showing you can do it with voter fraud, without voter fraud. That's irrelevant because they're still counting and going through all these, this voter fraud by the tens of thousands, by the millions. And I'm going to discuss that too. It's right now because we know that North Carolina and Alaska yesterday went for Donald Trump. Right now, the current status on this website shows Joe Biden with 214 electoral votes and Donald Trump with 232. Now, if you scroll down below that, you will see Arizona has a check mark on it, and all these check marks mean that fraud has been detected. Arizona is only leading. And it's in the millions and hundreds of thousands, so I'm just going to do quick math in my head. Looks like, maybe, I don't know, 10,000 votes right now. Georgia, same thing. Biden's leading by 6,000 votes. Michigan, same thing. Nevada, same thing. Pennsylvania, same thing. Virginia, Wisconsin, same thing. All these states are going to be looked out, recounted, and a lot.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Wednesday endorsed Republican National Committee Chair Rona McDaniel to stay on in her position.
That Democrats spent a lot of time talking about how much they despise our president, but we heard very little about their actual policies.
With 72 million votes, Trump said that's the most votes any sitting president has received in U.S. history. The number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits fell to a seven-month low last week, but the pace of decline has slowed and further improvement could be limited by more government lockdowns. Thursday's Labor Department numbers tell us initial claims for state unemployment benefits totaled 709,000 for the week ending November 7th, as compared to 757,000 in the prior week. Tropical Storm Eta over Florida right now continues to break up and should pose only minor problems for the Sunshine State. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tonight's Thursday night football game should be a great matchup as the Indianapolis Colts travel to Music City and take on the Tennessee Titans at Nissan Stadium. Three-time Super Bowl champ Charlie Casserly tells NFL.com the keys for a Titans win.
But first of all, you got to block. DeForest Buckner at tackle. Justin Houston is a pass rushing defensive end. So if we can protect, here's a couple areas where you can hit zone defense. They play a lot of zone defense. And this is a play that consistently has gained some yardage against the zone defense. The safeties are going to drop deep. The linebackers hang. There's an open area in there. You have to be patient against the zone. Don't force it. Take what is there.
And the keys for a Colts win.
Let's talk about running the football first. We want to run the ball at the inside linebackers. They do not shed blocks well. We get a tight end here and we get an offensive lineman on them. They don't shed one-on-one blocks. So we have to get to them. We can run the ball inside. I've seen this many times. I've previewed them before. I'm going after this one again. Run the ball inside the tackles. Get at the inside linebackers. Now, throwing the ball. They brought over Desmond King from the Chargers. Guess what? The Bears read the scouting report. Long speed. He's a good cornerback in a short area zone. Right now, Anthony Miller, he runs right by him here. So if he's in man coverage, we want to attack him with speed deep. You can also beat him with quick shifty moves in an area.
First place is on the line as the Indianapolis Colts take on the Tennessee Titans. Game is at 8:20 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network, Fox, and Amazon Prime Video. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us in class. Please indulge, 34 seconds to listen very carefully to this.
Inextricable tie between culture, religion, mm-hmm. ethnicity that most people don't fully understand. That is unique and, how can I say it? So strong with Jews worldwide. I used to say early on when I was a kid, I'd say when I was a young senator, I'd say, if I were a Jew, I'd be a Zionist. I am a Zionist. You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist.
There you have it. So for those who got a chance to look it up, that's what you would have heard or seen. There it was on YouTube from 2013. Richie, back to you.
Vince, Joe Biden has so much dirt against him. He's been proven to be basically a Chinese spy with the business dealings that they have done. Listen, I'm going to keep moving on here because I have so much information. I'm looking at all I have to do today. I'm going to start even shortcutting my messages and hopefully delivering the context. Talking about the Dominion voting systems are not only switching votes to the Democrats like Biden from Donald Trump, but they're also losing votes mostly from Trump just on a lost basis. That's why this talking of, we need a revote, folks. These recounts and audits aren't going to bring out a lot of these votes. Maybe some kind of forensic audit would disclose a little more fraud, but there was a video of this woman I just saw yesterday, and I've validated it. I verified it. In 2 minutes, she went into the voting machine administration and had access. Now, when I was talking about Sidney Powell a few moments ago, hundreds of thousands of ballots that will have to be discarded. Okay, even that's in Georgia alone, the ballot voters who checked only for the president race, Trump got 818 votes and Joe Biden got 95,800 plus. Folks, stolen votes equals stolen protection, restitution, and rights under the rule of law. Now, what we're seeing is they're marking ballots with no mark, with other candidates, no signature or postmark, dead people voting, ballots allocated in the wrong box, certain people who vote a certain way, the vote goes in a different box. This is all, there's eyewitnesses, there's affidavits, there's videos for all of this stuff. Batches of ballots with up to 60% having the same signature. Dirty voter rolls, whistleblowers and witnesses coming forward from Dominion. From Dominion, whistleblowers are coming forward from the Dominion voting system. Everybody, this is a major, major fraud. This is a steal. This is tyranny, sedition, racketeering. A thousandfold. What's basically happened with these computer systems is that they programmed it to set up, and they anticipated a red wave, but they didn't anticipate a dozen tsunamis, which is what happened. So they had to stop the count and update the machines for a huge drop of Biden votes. And this is why detecting it with a hand count is really the best way to do it at this point. In other words, the Democrats have been caught because they didn't expect this. From my reading and research, folks, Donald Trump, his actual vote count is 20% higher nationwide that's being reported, and Joe Biden is 20% lower that's being reported. That's minimum. So that's a minimum of 40%. So I want you to take that number and take 20% of those votes off of Joe Biden and add 20% that was taken off of Donald Trump's back onto his. And that's exactly what we're looking at. And I said minimum. Now, there's been some more breaking news just in the last 2 days since I've been on the air regarding almost 4 million votes for Trump stolen in forensic data analysis. Now there's eight swing states, and some of them will surprise you. Pennsylvania, Virginia shouldn't, but New York, New Jersey, West Virginia, Georgia, Michigan, Arizona, huge numbers in these states. Philadelphia, for those of you who haven't gotten this news yet, has destroyed all ballot envelopes. This will make identifying naked ballots and ballots arriving post-election very difficult. This makes it very difficult to find fraud, even in audits. See, they're doing this purposely. And what they need to do regarding, and for those of you who went on that website that I was talking about, which was everylegalvote.com, if you notice, you know, states like Maine and Nebraska is purple because they're sharing votes. What they need to do is New York, California, you know, upstate, downstate, Washington, Oregon, east and west, what they need to do is split the Electoral College, because we're allowing Portland and Seattle and L.A. and San Francisco to do all the voting. That's why we have an Electoral College, because the little people and the people in rural America don't have representation. All 50 states need cross-verification, voter ID, hand counts, and signature verification. Everything is so fake, folks, it's unbelievable. I haven't even really gotten to the meat and potatoes of the articles yet, so I'm just going to start ripping it out, and it's you're not going to believe it. I mean, I've been doing this, Vince, for months now, talking about voter and election fraud. I mean, I love talking about financial, economic, social, and political stuff and political correctness and off-grid living and gardening and raising animals and hunting and fishing and self-sufficient. I love all that stuff. But this is so mandatory that we discuss voter and election fraud 98% of the time, because this is over the top. This is absolutely over the top. Please remember that website, everylegalvote.com. Americans, and those of you around the world who are listening, it's the most updated website on this particular vote that we have right now. Next article, Joe Biden in first debate. I will not declare victory unless the election is independently certified. The mainstream media, folks, is not, they don't have any clout for any certification. They don't have any credibility. They're bought and paid for and owned by five corporations. The mainstream media is controlled by five corporations. And here's the next article. What a coincidence. Biden just said yesterday it's an embarrassment that Donald Trump hasn't conceded yet. What they're trying to do is fast-track this, folks, because they can see all the voter and election fraud coming forth. They can see the whistleblowers. They can see the witnesses. People are tired of not having representation. Next article. CNN lists Republican senators who have not acknowledged Biden as president-elect. Have you been hearing what we and the alternative media are saying? This was stolen. This election isn't even close. And Donald Trump should get a similar amount of electoral votes that he got last time. It's unbelievable. The fact that the DOJ and the FBI haven't shut all this down and let the states vote through the 12th Amendment, and you know, we all know which direction that's going to go. This whole thing is a fraud. America is being looked at worldwide as a fraud. The whole system is rigged. The whole process is fake. No wonder why the units of measure of despair is increasing in this country and the world. Next article. John Solomon says Mark Zuckerberg spent $350 million to Democrat election judges. How? 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 Is the DOJ and FBI and the U.S. Marshals not arresting these people? Is there any legitimacy left in America? Next article. Another glitch. Trump loses 32,600-plus votes in Pennsylvania in 1 hour. Next article. Detroit poll challenger witnessed election workers counting ballots for non-eligible voters. Then they kick them out for noticing. People, if Donald Trump and the Republicans did one-millionth of the articles and the proof and the evidence discussed just from our show alone, everybody involved would be in the who's gal for life. Next article, Obama security advisor admits Biden is already talking with foreign leaders a breach of the Logan Act, like Vince Finelli mentioned on Tuesday. And guess why is the Logan Act relevant? Because that's what they basically clung on to falsify Michael Flynn to be investigated, and he's still not free. Michael Flynn, General Flynn, you need to come out with all of your information that you know and not allow the crooked court system to hold you back. You need to declassify everything. Next article. Woman who voted for Trump in Texas shocked to find out she also voted via mail-in ballots. Think about that. Remember I mentioned last week about Maidengate, where they're using women's votes who were divorced or got remarried? Well, think about this, folks. In America, the divorce rate is between 70 and 75%, and that's if you include all the people getting married and divorced. So think about the stats that are skewed on women apparently not voting for Trump. Because all the everything that we're talking about, everything that we're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, is going in Biden's favor. Everything. All the votes being stolen is from Trump. Next article. Nevada won't investigate voter fraud until after election is certified. I want you to think about that. They're so corrupt in Nevada. How do these election officials keep their job? They should be arrested. My God, does anybody have backbone anymore? Next article. Lindsey Graham, possible ballot harvesting in Pennsylvania involving 25,000 nursing home residents. So the blue states aren't satisfied with killing their residents to get up COVID numbers. Now they're ballot harvesting them and coercing nursing home residents. Unbelievable. Operation Scorecard, Democrat voter suppression, CIA intelligence alters voting machine results. We talked about that in detail. Next article. Michigan ballot worker openly brags about destroying every Trump ballot he saw. Next article. Joe Biden is the beneficiary of statistical anomalies that magically, and that's in quotes, impacted Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin vote counts on November 4th. For those of you in the 10 swing states, they're saying your so-called official authorities are saying you don't matter. What you think doesn't matter. Your vote doesn't matter. Your opinion doesn't matter. Welcome to the USSR, folks. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us in Montana. Rich, I would like to put an exclamation point on what you've said. Headlines, MrsDailyMail.co.uk. Quote, Republican Senator James Lankford says he will intervene if Joe Biden is not given access to intelligence briefings by Friday, although he won't admit Democrat has won. End quote. That's the headlines. It goes on to say that a Republican Senator James Lankford said that he would step in if Joe Biden is not granted access to the daily presidential intelligence briefings by the end of the week. He says there's no loss from him getting the briefings. And even though Jumpin' Joe, the plagiarist, is just an ordinary citizen at the moment, he has not been certified by the GSA. He's just like everybody else. And Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma, Republican, says that he's going to step in and make sure that Jumpin' Joe gets the presidential daily briefings. That sounds like treason. These are highly confidential briefings, daily briefings. And he wants to make sure that a candidate for selection for CEO gets him even before he's certified. It's unacceptable. Rich Even, any comments?
Oh, yeah, I read that too, Vince. And it's treason, it's sedition, it's the whole ball of wax. Everything the Democrats are doing right now, because they're so desperate, is fraud. Fraud, fraud, fraud. Just like in Georgia. You know, the Dems suggested that out-of-state liberals move to Georgia to vote in the Senate runoff election. It's not liberal conservative. It's not left-right paradigm. It is a literal, tyrannical, totalitarian, fascist, communist insurrection takeover. The elite who are funding this are not going to have one iota drop in their quality of life. Not one. And everything that they're doing under the guise of liberal or Democrats, it's not even the case if you do any reading and research at all. And they're telling people to commit fraud and move to Georgia so they can vote in the Senate runoff. I'm going to continue with more articles, Vince, and hopefully I can catch up a little later, and then we can do a little, you know, talk about the consequences of this. Next article, the Democrats also rigged the 218 midterms to steal the House and launch Russiagate. Of course they did. That's what this article is all about. They did that. It's the 2018 was fraud because all this information, the hammer and scorecard and CIA software and all these things that we're discussing now didn't get disclosed last election. We're living a lie. Next article, analysis finds over 10,000 dead people return mail-in ballots just in Michigan alone. Just in Michigan. In other words, you people in Michigan don't have a right to vote. What you think doesn't matter. Next article, Nevada poll worker, mysterious Biden van was marking ballots. This is a Nevada poll worker whistleblower. Next article, they have, Kelly says we have 240 pages of sworn affidavits proving voter fraud. But see, this doesn't just get discussed on the mainstream media. Next election, Pittsburgh Election Board to count 2,000 ballots without any postmark. That is not legal. That's against the Constitution. These 2,000 ballots in Pennsylvania alone without postmarks and dates, that's illegal. Those people should be put in prison. Does anybody in Pennsylvania have backbone? Next article. Texas Lieutenant Governor offers $1 million reward. I mentioned that earlier for voter fraud. We need whistleblowers. We need heroes. Stop being part of the silent majority, Americans. We had over a million people, combat soldiers in their teens and early 20s, die on sandy beaches with blood in their face, being shot, their heads shot off, everything. For your freedoms, everybody should be speaking up. Everybody. Next article. Republican Representative Scott Perry on Pennsylvania. Republican poll watchers kept thousands of feet away in Philadelphia. You can't make this stuff up. This is all put. These people should go to prison. Next article. Jason Miller, we found illegal ballot harvesting in Georgia. Duh. Next article. Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein, both financially tied to Dominion voting systems. We talked about that in the last few weeks. 120,000 straight vote dump for Joe Biden is impossible. But it happened. Next article. Boston University professor says, you're going to love this, folks. Please sit down. If you're driving, please pull over. University of Boston University professor says the term legal vote is racist. Is this hard to believe? Wow, have we fallen. It's unbelievable how stupid they think the people are. We'll be right back after the top of the hour break.
Yeah, Rich Evans with us, and he is live in Montana. And he called me, and he said he was available today. And I thought that was great because he and I both feel the stolen election deserves more airtime, more airtime. And those of you who are broadcasters, I hope you're going to join USA Prepares in exposing this. Join us, please. We'll be right back.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.